This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Researchers in Texas and Florida have released a study focusing on use of force incidents within the Dallas Police Department, and they found that white police officers in Dallas do not use force disproportionately against minorities. Alex Baquero is a criminology professor with the University of Texas at Dallas, and he co-authored the study published in the American Journal of Public Health. Alex Baquero, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Justin. Pleasure to be here.
First off, how does the study define use of force? What kind of incidents did it cover?
Well, the use of force can be arrayed on a continuum, and it goes from basically verbal commands to soft hand control to hard control to some sort of intermediate weapon use like a taser. We did not look at deadly force shootings in these data because they're very rare in the Dallas Police Department.
Why do a study on the use of force reports just from the Dallas Police Department?
Well, we were interested in several things. One of the great things about the Dallas Police Department is that they are not only willing to share their data, but they also collect a level of data that makes things that haven't been permissible in the past to study. For example, most people who study use of force focus on white and black. Fortunately, in Dallas, we had information as well on Hispanic ethnicity. So what we did then is we were able to array information on the officer's race and ethnicity and the citizen's race and ethnicity. So we call those dyads. And we were the first set of researchers to actually look at the various types of forces and how much they occur across those dyads when you take into consideration other kinds of variables that could influence force.
Is the Dallas Police Department kind of a trailblazer in this one?
They're one of the first. It's one of the things that Chief Brown did during his tenure as a police chief. But there are several other police departments around the country who make such data available.
So what are some of this study's key findings?
We have several key findings. The first one is that the narrative of white officers and minority citizens is not the norm. In fact, when you take into consideration other kinds of variables, most of those relationships actually fall apart. So in other words, that the force that's being used, at least in the two-year period that we had access to, and that's excluding deadly force and police shootings, the data we had access to showed no clear pattern that white officers were targeting minorities. In fact, we saw various kinds of differences with black officers and white civilians and Hispanic officers and white civilians. So there's this, the narrative that might exist that says it's white officers targeting minority citizens is not upheld in the Dallas Police Department, and it's actually not upheld in a lot of empirical data in different departments around the country.
Now, Dallas Police gained a national reputation for community policing officers working to build better relations in neighborhoods across the city. Does that perhaps play a role in your study's findings?
I think that that's one among several other things. I think the Dallas Police Department has historically been very fortunate of having good relationships with not just the community, but also with the religious community and lots of other social service agencies around the city. I think citizens and police want the exact same thing. They want a safe community, they want low crime, they want rapid response, and they want to work together because police can't solve the business of crime without citizens, and citizens can't solve the business of crime without police. So that relationship has to be built on mutual trust, legitimacy, and cooperation. Both of those sets of constituents need one another.
Do you have any thoughts of why the public's perception of the police across the country doesn't match with your study's findings?
Yeah, I think a lot of what the research has been doing and looking at is public opinion and the narrative that exists is a lot of people's information and their opinions are influenced by these horrific events that we see on cell phone videos. And that's not to downplay or dismiss the really unfortunate events and the lives that have been lost with respect to those incidences. But that kind of information does fuel people's opinions about what kinds of relationships and interactions police and citizens have.
Is it possible this perception of negative interactions with the police can actually lead to real negative interactions?
Absolutely. What we don't want is we don't want people to think that that's the way things are usually. When in fact, actually the way things are usually is officers, most of their entire careers never draw their weapons. And then when they do, most of them never shoot. And when they shoot, most of them never hit someone and kill someone. So the norm, or what we call the modal activity, is officers don't engage in these kinds of actions.
Alex Baquero is a criminology professor with the University of Texas at Dallas. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you.